Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When investment performance matters, make sure your pension is with Zurich. Visit Zurich.ie and find out more.
Text 51551. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
A disability rights campaigner who was paralysed in an accident almost 10 years ago says she's disappointed because she remains unable to move into her new home in Mayo due to a lack of care staff to provide support she needs to live independently. Geraldine Lavelle got the keys to her new home in May and spoke to us in the programme last month about the impact the delay was having on her life. And since then, the HSE has continued to work on her case, but she still remains unable to move into her new home. Disability rights campaigner and author Geraldine Lavelle joins me now. You're very welcome, Geraldine, to the programme.
Thank you, Cormac. Thanks for having me on again.
Yeah, you're so welcome. Soon. You're welcome back to the programme, we should say. Some listeners might remember your story. You were left paralysed a decade ago, as I said, and we spoke to you last month about you not being able to move into your home in Mayo because of a lack of care staff. What has happened since?
So since I last spoke to you, yeah, that was almost 4 weeks ago. So the HSE have actively engaged with myself, but essentially nothing really has changed, as I still am living in the Cheshire facility, the residential setting in Sligo, and I don't have any date to move into my home in Castlebar. So I'm probably no further on than I was when I spoke to you four weeks ago.
And what's happening to your home in Castlebar then? Is it vacant?
My home in Castlebar is vacant, yeah. I'm paying utility bills and I'm paying rent currently in that house. And obviously my family are, you know, making sure, keeping checks on it, and my neighbours are, you know, watching it and everything for me. But it is vacant, yeah, because I haven't got the staff to move into my home at this time.
It must be frustrating, Geraldine, is it?
It's beyond frustrating. It's actually become a little bit debilitating now at this stage. It's really, really started to affect my mental health because, you know, it's been 10 years this October since I became disabled. And that in itself is hard enough to manage on a day-to-day basis. But on top of that, not being able to move into my home that's perfectly adapted for myself, you know, that's ready after this length of time, it's just beyond stressful, really, to be honest. And I've just kind of started to begin to see like there's no light at the end of the tunnel, yeah, which is a really negative thing to say, but I would regard myself as quite a positive person, and I don't want to give anyone else despair who may be in a similar situation, but that is just what I'm currently experiencing, and that has to take a toll on it, on your mental health.
Yeah, I do understand. You know? I do understand that. And you were probably quite excited at the prospect in May when you got the keys.
Yeah, so my care package was approved in May. I had been campaigning for almost 2 years to get the 56 hours to live in my home so that I'd be able to live independently. For those 2 years, was given the same answer that the HSE, due to budget restraints, would only be able to provide me with 42 hours. You know, that wasn't enough to live independently for someone with such a high level of a disability. I'm paralysed from just above my chest. So then when I received that care package in May of this year, I felt like I'd won the lottery. So I just thought, okay, finally, after this length of time, you know, my home was identified in 2017 and work finished on it at the start of this year. So it finally became ready to live in. So I just thought, okay, here we go, a new chapter finally in my life after becoming paralysed at 27 years old. But it seems like that isn't to be at the minute. And, you know, I'm not a robot, so there's only so long you can push a person until they break.
Yeah.
And
you've gone,
hard to say.
You've gone, Geraldine, from May when you feel like you've won the lotto to the 1st of September, where it's difficult to see the light at the end of the tunnel, and you're waiting a long time for this house. The HSE have given us this response to your situation. This is from HSE Community Healthcare West. They say, while we cannot comment on individual cases, as to do so would breach our ethical duty of confidentiality, as previously advised, the HSE, they say, are committed to supporting Geraldine to move to her new home in Castlebar. We're actively engaged with one agency that's currently liaising directly with Geraldine to ascertain if they can provide a package of supports that will meet Geraldine's needs. We'll continue to work with Geraldine to support and enable her move to independent living. So they are actively working on it.
Yeah. And I had asked them about identifying possibly a time frame, and I was told that they don't have a time frame, as there's no service. This is what the response I was given. They've no service that has a pool of carers at our fingertips, and each case has to be developed from scratch. So that was much like my recruitment with the IWA, mm-hmm. which began last November. So that's probably why my hopes have dipped quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I've been working with them until the start of August this year. And when that fell through, I know how long these processes can take. And while it's all well and good them saying they're actively working with me and actively engaging, at the end of the day, I'm the one trying to pay bills, rent in two locations. I'm the one trying to pay utility bills. You know, with a high-level injury, a limited health, you know, my mental health affecting, mm-hmm. unfortunately, my physical health. You know, I've taken two courses of antibiotics since I last spoke to you due to infections. Like, life is already quite challenging. And, you know, I appreciate that they're trying their best, but surely they can give, they have to be able, or they should be able to give
to
people.
To prioritise, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
And as you say, you're not a machine. But look, I know it's easy for me to say, but keep the faith, it will happen. And I promise you that with you, we'll keep an eye on this and see where progress is going. I can certainly promise you that on our side on
so
this programme. Look, Geraldine Lavelle, we'll talk again very soon. Disability rights campaigner and author, Geraldine Lavelle. Thank you very much indeed.